Support for Radio Catskill comes from Dale Blagrove, New York State licensed real estate salesperson with Keller Williams Hudson Valley United Commercial Division, also providing residential and investment services. More information by emailing dblagrove@kw.com or dblagrove.com. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, cfosny.org. And from listeners like you.
Hi, this is Angela Page from Folk Plus. Tune in Sundays at 2 and hear contemporary singer-songwriters and their creative works all woven around a theme. That's Folk Plus, Sundays at 2 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. So in some ways, this week's episode is about what happens when outsider art and the machine of the record industry collide. So along those lines, you'll hear from a couple eccentric songwriters who leveraged some success in the mid-90s grunge and alternative booms, and have turned that into now 30-plus year robust careers. You'll also be hearing from one of the late 60s and early 70s proudest weirdos, and a couple songs from an Austin, Texas-based artist that were originally recorded in the early 80s straight to tape on a boombox. And so first up is one of those songwriters who managed to break through in the mid-90s. His name is Mark Oliver Everett, and he goes by E, and his band is called Eels. You could call them a one-hit wonder because of their 1996 song, Novocaine for the Soul, but they are now about 30 years and 15 records in and going strong. So this first track is called Fresh Feeling.
Singing a song, old paint is peeling. This Thank you. so fine. I'm a long time healing. I'm a long time healing. Feeling the wind blowing through your hair. Feeling the sun shining on your face. I'm a long time healing. I'm a long time healing. Knowing that I'm sure, knowing there's a way. Knowing that I'm sure, knowing there's a way. Watching your eyes, watching me. My smile in your eyes. I'm a long time healing. I'm a long time healing. Walking beside you, beside me. Juggling me. I'm a long time healing. I'm a long time healing. Knowing that I'm sure. Knowing there's a way. Knowing that I'm sure. Knowing that I'm allowed. I'm a long time healing. I'm a long time healing. Thinking things I never thought of. Feeling your warm body next to mine. I'm a long time healing. I'm a long time healing.
A few songs from the long-running band from Boise, Built to Spill. And starting off the night was a couple songs by Eels. First up was Fresh Feeling off of their 2001 album called Soul Jacker. The second song you heard from Eels was called Living Life, which is a song written by the outsider artist Daniel Johnston. And it comes from a 2004 tribute album called The Late Great Daniel Johnston Discovered Covered, which I should note came out when Johnston was still very much alive. So then we heard a pair of songs from Daniel Johnston himself. First was The Sun Shines Down on Me from his 1982 album Don't Be Scared. And second was Blue Clouds from the album The What of Whom, which was also released in 1982. And both of those albums were recorded straight to cassette in his parents' basement when Johnston was 21. He got some major exposure when he was championed by Kurt Cobain in the early 90s. And at the time, the major labels were signing just about everyone who might have a chance of breaking through like Nirvana did. So Johnston did get signed to Atlantic Records and began releasing music that was professionally recorded, often with backing musicians helping him out. But along the way, he always dealt with some serious mental health issues, and he never really broke through beyond his dedicated cult following. But he's remained influential and has been covered by tons of artists such as Beck, Beach House, TV on the Radio, Karen O, The Flaming Lips, Tom Waits, and on and on and on. So Built to Spill put out a full album of Daniel Johnston's songs shortly after being his backing band for a few of his final shows. That album came out in 2020, and you heard Mountaintop from that next. And that was followed by two songs by Built to Spill, written by their songwriter and guitarist Doug March. First was Carry the Zero from 1999's Keep It Like a Secret, and second was Randy Described Eternity from 1997's Perfect From Now On. And you'll hear one more song featuring Doug March and find out how that can lead to one of Molly's most celebrated musicians right after this short break.
On the TED Radio Hour, clinical psychologists John and Julie Gottman are marriage experts. And after studying thousands of couples, they have found...
couples who were successful had a really different way of talking to one another when there was a disagreement or a conflict.
How to be brave in our relationships. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Friday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
Congress has approved a White House request to eliminate federal funding for public media. NPR and this station remain committed to informing the public, increasing your understanding of the world, and enriching everyday life. But without federal funding, we are relying on your support now more than ever. Please make your gift to this station today. Here's how, and thank you.
Give now at wjffradio.org.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I ended the first set with a few songs by Built to Spill, the long-running band from Boise, Idaho. So here's one from a Built to Spill side project that was called Boise Cover Band, and it's exactly what it says it is. This track is a cover of a song from the 60s called I'm Glad.
Hung down, I If it's too far to walk to you, if a train don't go there, I'll get a jet or a bus, 'cause I'm gonna find you. You're gonna see my shadow soon around you. In my head is my only house unless it rains. I've walked the meadow plains while the desert's on my eyes until I find you. I won't sleep until I find you. I won't eat until I find you. My heart won't beat until I wrap my arms around you. I can wrap them around you. You can make my sad song happy, in a bad world good. I can feel you out there moving. You're mine, I know I'll find you. In my head is my only house until I found you. I hate to hear other people hear me sing this song. If it reaches you before I do, follow this song to I Love You. That's where I'll find you. In my head is my only house unless it rains.
Secret he had keep. You leaving in the morning? Oh, riding on a 2:10 train. Ain't never coming back again. The road of life is a rough and a rocky road. The road of life. Is a rough and rocky road. Can you find me someone who's gone to carry my heavy load in the morning, riding on that 2:10 train, ain't never coming back again. Thank you.
woke up this morning, I was feeling so bad inside. Baby tried to take a ride. Woke up this morning, oh, I was feeling bad inside. Baby tried to take a ride. Baby, baby, sweet, sweet girl of mine, what you gonna do when you lose out and ain't no train time? You know he's gonna like it fine. Thank you.
That was Ali Farka Touré along with Ry Cooder with the track Bonde. And starting off the back half tonight was Boise Cover Band, the 2003 side project of Doug March and Built to Spill, with their cover of I'm Glad, written by Don Van Vliet, better known as Captain Beefheart. So then you heard a trio of songs by Captain Beefheart and his magic band. First was My Head Is My Only House Unless It Rains, a track from the 1972 album Clear Spot, a relatively tame offering compared to what he's best known for. And then you heard the instrumental track One Red Rose That I Mean off of the 1970 album Lick My Decals Off, Baby. And third was Zig Zag Wanderer, one of his better known early songs off of the band's 1967 debut album Safe as Milk. And that early version of the band also included the guitarist Ry Cooder, who has played on and produced so many different things that I could do probably several episodes just on him, but you heard him on just a few tracks here tonight. The reason that Captain Beefheart knew about Ry was because of his involvement with the mid-60s band Rising Suns, a band that featured Ry Cooder alongside the future star Taj Mahal. They only put out one single while they existed, but a compilation of all their recordings from 1964 eventually came out in 1993, creatively called Rising Suns, featuring Taj Mahal and Ry Cooder. So you heard 210 Train from that compilation next, and that was followed by the track Bonde from the album Talking Timbuktu, which is a collaborative album by Ry Cooder and the Malian guitarist and singer Ali Farka Touré, and it was released in 1994. Touré was a prolific writer and musician who was able to sing in seven different languages, and he eventually became an international star in the world music scene. It's pretty hard to go wrong with any of his music, so I'll close out the show tonight with one of his solo tracks. This will be Boy Ray from his 1990 album called The River. Okay, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
I Allah you do, Allah you do, Allah you do, come up with us in the
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Dog Mountain Lodge, providing dog boarding and grooming, also boarding cats, birds, and other exotic pets. Located in Coshecton, New York, and on the web at dogmountainlodge.com. And from North American Cultural Laboratory, Highland Lake, New York, an experimental workspace for performing artists and inquisitive audiences, creating a space for community celebration throughout the year, nacl.org. And from listeners like you.
This week on This American Life, a man and his car.
You know, like some people also like use the pronoun it for the car. I use the pronoun she for her. Like, and people say you are in a relationship with this car. So.
In the small community where he lives, this guy Ali has the only car, making him the unofficial taxi driver, delivery guy, and school bus driver. So what happens when his car makes an enemy?
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.